الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وروى ابن ماجة عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شر الناس يوم القيامة من شر الناس يوم القيامة عبد أذهب الآخرة بدنيا غيره وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتبع الميت ثلاثة يرجع اثنان ويبقى معه واحد يتبعه أهله وماله وعمله يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله رواه الشيخان أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين در الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد میرے محترم دوستو بزرگوں بھائیو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے ہمیں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت میں درود شریف پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی We had loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we are coming here to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. محبت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سب سے بڑی چیز ہے سب سب سے بڑی چیز ہے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ لف اینڈ محبت. That's a great thing. Not only from the tongue, practically, amali also. We have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah hamare durood parne ko qabul farmaye. Hadith mein aata hai, mentioned by Anas ibn Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, man صلى علي ألف مرة في يوم ألف مرة في يوم لم يمت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mentioned by Anas ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه, جو آدمی دین میں ہزار بار درود شریف پر لے, person who recites and send salutation upon Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1000 times a day, فرمایا اس کی موت نہیں آئے گی جب تک مرنے سے پہلے اپنا جنت کا ٹھکانہ نہ دیکھ لے. لم يمت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. Mention in ترغیب الترہیب حدیث کتاب, ان اللہ ينظر, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے, ان اللہ ينظر من صلى علیہ, اللہ تبارک و تعالی نظر رحمت سے دیکھتا ہے جو مجھ پر درود پڑتا ہے. اینڈ فردر مینشن, ونظر اللہ علیہ, جس کی طرف اللہ نے دیکھا, فلا يعذب ابدا, اس کو کبھی اللہ عذاب نہیں دے گا, اس کو عذاب نہیں دے گا. اللہ رحمت کی نظر سے دیکھے, if Allah look at you with the rahmah and mercy, how can he going to give you punishment? Imagine how much Allah had loved with Rasulullah. جو میرے نبی پر پڑے میں اس کو نظر رحمت سے دیکھوں گا. If he recites درود upon my نبی, I will look at that person with rahmah and mercy. With rahmah and mercy. Mentioned in Kitab Kashf al-Ghumma wa fi Kitab Jilaa al-Ifham, اس میں لکھا ہے جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان ہے, من صلى علیہ, جو مجھ پر درود پڑھے, ما من عبد صلى علیہ, جو بھی بندہ, اوس ایور رسائل درود اپون می اپون پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, فرشتہ, دا اینجل از سٹنگ دے ایوری وے اینڈ دا لسن, فلا شرق ولا غرب ولا بر ولا بحر, جنگل کو چیرتا ہوا, جنگل کو چیرتا ہوا جاتا ہے. وَإِنَّا تَقُول سَلَاتْ فُلَا اِبْنِ فُلَا سَلَاتْ فُلَا اِبْنِ فُلَا, this is a درود from so and so, ابراہیم ابن اسحاق, اسحاق ابن ابراہیم, پڑھنے والے کا نام, his name, his father name, while the anger is saying from his mouth and is taking درود شریف to the cover of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, by the cover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اور فرماتے ہیں جس جگہ سے جاتا ہے مدینہ تک وہ ساری چیز ہے, ایوری تھنگ, ایوری تھنگ آف ایوری تھنگ آف دس ورلڈ, وہ دعائیں مغفرت کرتی ہے اس آدمی کے لیے جو نبی پر درود پڑتا ہے. تو میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ایکسپٹ اور درود شریف, always recite درود شریف نبی محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. But the great thing to follow the way of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سورتن و سیرتن,
سورتن و سیرتن, سورت کے اعتبار سے بھی اور سیرت کے اعتبار سے. That will help us in our cover. That will help us on the day of Qiyamah when we need intercession from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. یہ میرا امتی ہے, is my, is from my ummah. Come, I'll make intercession. But you have to follow the way of Rasulullah. We have love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what kind of love? کیسی محبت, کیسی محبت ہم پوچھتے ہیں. تو کسی اور عالم سے پوچھے تو وہ کیا اور کیا جواب دے گا؟ If you ask the عالم, he's going to say something. Ask somebody else, what kind of luck? Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم meet from us, he's going to tell something else. You ask somebody else, he's going to say something else. But we asking the greatest shaykh, his name, he was the greatest person in knowledge of tafsir, knowledge of hadith, knowledge of suluk and tariqah and tasawwuf, حضرت شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمت اللہ علیہ. He said, محبت کس کا نام ہے؟ Someone asked him, what is the meaning of محبت؟ آپ لوگ پہچانتے ہو نا رہے شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی, کبھی سنا ہے کہ نہیں سنا ہے؟ Did you hear his name? کبھی سنا کرو ایسے لوگوں کی باتیں بھی, یہ اللہ والے تھے. ان کا نام کیا تھا؟ عبد القادر. His name was عبد القادر. اگر ہم کو ان سے محبت ہے اللہ والوں سے, ان اولیاؤہ الا المتقون, if you have love with اللہ والا, you should know about his life, you should know about him, how they were following the way of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ کون تھا؟ His father name was Musa. His father name was Musa, was a great chef. But the people were calling him, Abu Saleh. Abu Saleh. Why? He was so pious. Pious like the father of the pious. His name was Musa, but people kept his title, nickname Abu Saleh. His mother name was Fatima, but the people were calling her Abu Khair. سر سے لے کر پیر تک برکت ہی برکت. She used to recite Quran Kareem always and she used to busy in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then his father name Abdullah, his father name Muhammad, Yahya, then Muhammad, then Daud, then Musa, then Abdullah Sari. Then Hassan, then Hassan, then Hazrat Hassan, then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The silsila comes from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was Sayyid. Abdul Qadir Jilani, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was Sayyid. Very pious person. Unki ma, his mother was saying, Asman par Ramzan ka chaand nikla. اور میرے گھر میں عبد القادر کا چاند نکلا. When he born, he says, my son was not taking, not drinking milk from the time of Sahri till his father. The child also was fasting. کبھی اللہ والوں کی بات بھی تو پڑھو. یہ کیسے تھے؟ The born ولی, from the time of Sahri, his mother said, ابو الخیر فاطمہ, کہ میرا بچہ سحری سے لے کر افطاری تک دودھ نہیں پیتا, افطاری سے لے کر سحری تک دودھ پیتا تھا, گویا ہمارے ساتھ وہ بھی روزہ رکھتا تھا. He was fasting with us. Four years old child. چار, میں آپ کو اس لیے بتا رہا ہوں, then you understand what he said about the love. You have to understand who he is. وہ کون تھے؟ You must understand کہ اللہ والے کیسے تھے. تو اس کی بات ذرا جلدی دل میں اتر. How much he had loved the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and how he was following the way of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. There are so many اولیاء اللہ. I'm just telling you one person's story. He was four years old. His mother took him to madrasa. Everyone knows. He went to the ustadi. Ustadi ke paas. Farmaya dekha pore auzu billahi. He started auzu billah, bismillah, alhamdulillah, surah Baqarah, first para, second para, till third para. He finished by heart surah Baqarah. Ustad was shocked. Look at the child. He came to learn by me a standard Quran, the small para, alif bata. But he's reading by heart Quran. I don't understand a 4 year child, and he memorized this thing so quickly that yet he didn't start any page of the Quran, but he's reading 2.5 para from holy book, from holy Quran by heart. The ustad, he called his mother, "You just go back to your home. I can't teach you." Ammi ne kaha. Then Ammi brought him again. "What happened to you?" The ustad says me, "Send me home." The mother coming was crying because there was orphan child. His father passed away when he was 4 years, 3.5 years old. He was orphan child. But look at him. Wo maa ne bataya. Ustad ne kaha, "Main nahi padha sakta. I can't teach you. Your mother will teach you. Ma, she started crying and she was saying, "Jab kabhi, whenever, main apne bete ko doodh pilati, whenever, first main wuzu karti thi. First I was making wuzu. And then I was reading 2 rakat namaz. And while my son was sipping milk, I was reading holy Quran, holy book. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala brought that Quran in the chest of my son." And you also become happy. Ustad, you say, "I can't teach him, you teach. Because it's better you can teach your son. You are a pious woman. You can teach. Allah ki qasam, another 4 months, he became happy with Quran. He became complete. He completed the holy book by heart, to memorize. In 4-6 months. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. There's no time to go more detail about him. Hum to sirf Ghaus Pak ka daman nahi chhodenge. Itna hi hai. We don't know about his life. First of all. But unke dil mein kitni muhabbat thi Allah ke Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much he had the luck. Humne kab daman pakra ke chhodne ki baat karte. We didn't hold the daman of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. That we talking, we're not going to leave. You have to hold fast first. Then you can leave. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi said, "Main 8 saal ka ho gaya. I wanted to go become alim, learn something good about the virtue, about the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." My mother said, no, you only one son. I don't want to send you anywhere else. I don't want to send you to Baghdad or anywhere. I don't want to send you. But next day morning, the very time, when she woke up for tahajjud, she says, "Beta, get ready, I have to send you." Beta asking, "Mother, you were telling me from so many days, I don't want to send you, and tonight, suddenly you telling me you must go." Farmaya, "Just blame Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere Nabi alayhi salam ne farmaya, bete ko bhejo, send your son to the Baghdad, then he can learn my salam." Ye sab se bada alim banega. That had to go down. Mother is sending son while she's crying. 8 years a child. He's going to Baghdad and learn so many hadith. He became alim when he was 18 years old. 18 saal ki umar mein alim bane. The people were telling him. Hazrat, aap bayan nahi karte. Amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. You don't tell us. He was a great muhaddith, mufassir, the sum of everything. But you're not explaining us. You're not telling us. You're just giving dars in the class, in the madrasa. But you don't give openly bayan among the people. Farmaya, meri namaz theek nahi. Main kaise logon ko daawat. میرا قرآن پڑھنے کا صحیح نہیں. میں کیسے look at his humbleness, look at his humbleness. When he was 20 years old, Allah ki qasam, he mentioned himself, the early morning, he's going house to house, and telling everybody, today I'm going to give lectures. So and so places, please come together, come all of you, in that place, I'm going to talk about the Rasulullah s.a.w. and about the tafsir of Quran. Everybody was shocked. We are telling him from so many days, he's not prepared to come today. Suddenly, he is telling everybody that I'm going to give lecture today, I'm going to give advice today. For my aajrat, last night, I dreamt Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I dreamt Abu Bakr Siddiq, I dreamt Umar Faruq, Uthman, and Zinnurain, and Ali al-Murtada. Four of them was complaining Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah gave on him so much knowledge of the Quran and Hadith, and he is not making amar bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, and he is not advising people. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abdul Qadir, what's wrong with you? What happened to you? Farmaya, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm feeling shy. I don't know how to talk. Mujhe maloom nahi how to talk in front of people. Farmaya, Abdul Qadir, come close. قریب آ اور اپنے منہ سے تھوک ان کے منہ میں رکھا اور فرمایا زبان تیری ہوگی افتح تم اپنے منہ کو کھولو. کھولا دل کے اندر فرمایا تھوک کو ان کے منہ میں رکھا فرمایا زبان تیری کلام میرا ہوگا. شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمتہ اللہ علیہ گریٹ ولی آف اللہ. بٹ ایم ناٹ گوئنگ مور ڈیٹیل انڈرسٹینڈ اباؤٹ ہم. Just few things I mentioned to you. I want to say some important things. What he said. That everyone says, I have love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone says, I have love. I have. Lekin, muhabbat kaisi ho? What kind of love? Farmaya, he said, don't ask me. He's saying, people, don't ask me. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem what kind of love you need with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What final messenger that Allah said in the Quran. He mentioned مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقُدُوهُ وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. میرا نبی جس کام کرنے کا حکم دے وہ کرو اور جس سے منع کرے اسے رک جاؤ. جو آدمی ایسا کرتا ہے اس کو نبی سے سب سے زیادہ محبت ہے. یو انڈرسٹینڈ مائی نبی سے اللہ سے جو قرآن کریم وٹ ایور مائی نبی سے ٹو ڈو یو پریکٹس اٹ اینڈ وٹ ایور سے ڈونٹ ڈو اٹ یو اسٹاپ. دیٹ از دا لو آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اور ہمارا تو بالکل الٹا ہے. نبی سے نماز پڑھو وی ڈونٹ ڈو نماز وی ڈونٹ ڈو وی ڈو اگین. نبی سے دیکھو پردہ پہنو عورتوں کو کہہ رہے ہیں لیکن ہمارے یہاں پردہ. نبی فرماتے ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا غیبت نہ کرو. ہمارا الٹا غیبت کرو. نبی علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں دیکھو گانا نہ سنو. Don't listen to sing and song. Why? Mentioned by final Nabi Janabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whosoever listen, sing and song on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell the angel, make it hot, the copper in the fire of hell and throw in his ears. He was listening, sing and song. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not listen. Listen the Quran. Listen the good things. Listen the durood, listen the Quran, listen the hadith, listen the good advice. My Nabi says, do not keep nangi tasveer apne ghar mein na rakho. Hum ulta karte hain. Quran kya kehta hai? Ma ataakum ar-rasool فخو. میرا نبی جس سے منع کرے اسے رک جاؤ. جس کا کہ جو کرنے کا کہے اسے کرو. یہ محبت. This is the Muhammad. Not only I am the Ummati. I am the Ummati. My name is Suleiman. My name is Ibrahim. My name is Saraj. My name is this. My name is this. This only name. But he cannot practice the final Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can he going to call the true Muslim? How can you call him true Muslim? True Muslim, he mentioned what he said in his kitab. open his kitab. What he said. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. There are so many ulama's different opinions. But what he said. Man taraka salata mutaammidan. Man taraka salata mutaammidan. Walau kana wahida. Whosoever missed one namaz. What is that? Whosoever missed purposely one namaz. La yusalli alayhi. La yusalli alayhi. Uski janazah ki namaz na padho. What Nabi alayhi salam said, man taraka salata mutaammidan faqad kafara. If you miss purposely, if you do not read your namaz purposely, what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, faqad kafara. He is going the way of kufr. He is opening the door of kufr. He is opening the door of kufr. Between Muslim and non-Muslim, the difference is salah. Mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further he mentioned, man taraka salata mutaammidan walau kana wahida la yudkhalu fi maqabir al-muslimin. He said that whosoever do not read namaz purposely, Allahu Akbar, kitne aise honge jinhone kai din se nabi ki aankhon ko takleef pahunchayi hai. What Nabi alayhi salam says, ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah, ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of my eyes, you will find in salah. In salah, and we do not perform namaz, that we are poking the eyes of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do not perform prayer, do not pray, then we are poking the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dunya mein tha, to ghairon ne mujhko sataya. Dunya mein tha, to ghairon ne mujhko sataya. Aaj mere hote huye, mere ne mujhko sataya. His good decision. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi says, man taraka salat, oh my brothers, listen carefully, listen properly what he said. We are calling Muslim. We are calling Muslim. We are calling Ummati. We are following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are calling Muhammadi, Ummati, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned so many times about the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the past. So many times, what Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, man taraka salata mutaammidan walau kana wahida, if a person missed namaz purposely, walau kana, even though one namaz, la tadkhulu, do not admit him, do not bury him in the Muslim graveyard. Different opinions of the ulama. Further he said, man taraka salata mutaammidan وَلَوْ كَانَ وَاحِدًا لَيْسَ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Whosoever missed one namaz purposely, Allah ki qasam, he said the sheikh said, was the greatest sheikh. فرماتے ہیں اُسْتَا اسلام میں تو حصہ ہی نہیں ہے. He don't have share in Islam. And we think namaz small. Namaz was given by the arsh. No, in this world, Allah given to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم this gift. He called him special and given him the special gift for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala hand to hand. That's why when Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person continuously missing his namaz purposely, what you said Ya Rasulullah? He was silent. He says, it's such a major thing, I don't want to say. Allah will tell. And the ayat reveals, قُلْ أَرَعَيْكُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَهُمْ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ مَنْ إِلَهُمْ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. If you miss your namaz, Allah ki qasam, Allah said, I will take your hearing. I will take your eyesight. No, when you die, I will snatch your iman away. Then man ilahum gairullah. Nobody can drink iman in your heart. Sochye to samjhe. They just, you know, crossing over line, just like that. We are called Muslim. Muslim meaning farma bardar. Muslim means obedient. Muslim means obedient. Mu'min who has trust in Allah and and protector from Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. So why we do not follow when Allah said in the Quran Kareem, I kept your name Muslim, I kept your name Mu'min, and you do not follow the Islam, you do not follow the Iman. Why are you saying everybody, I am the Mu'min, my name is Salman, I am like this, but you do not follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you expect that you get success in your cover at the day of Qiyamah? While the first question, مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ, Who is this person? Allah, the angel is going to ask you Munkar and Nakir, who is this person? You have to say, if you are following his tariqah, his way, then you will say, هَذَا الرَّجُلِ هَذَا نَبِيِّ نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He is my Nabi, final Nabi, I believe in him. But if you do not follow, how are you going to give answer? Mention Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi in the commentary of this hadith, if you follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi alayhi salam was saying, yes, an angel, he said, true, I am his Nabi. But if you do not follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he's going to say, I don't know you. What will happen? I don't recognize you. May Allah give us topic to practice the tariqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why I mentioned the hadith min sharri nas yawm al-qiyamah, the worst person on the day of qiyamah, abdun, the person, azhab al-akhirah, he lost his hereafter, the dunya gayhi, because of he was engaged, so busy in the dunya, and he lost his akhirah. Worst person on the day of qiyamah. And the three things will follow you. Either your family will come to you, with you behind the janazah, and your wife, little bird, come behind you, not whole house and everything. Janazah and little bird will come with you, and your action will come. Prophet ﷺ says, your good deed and evil deed come with you. The true thing will come back to your home. That number one, your family, your children, everybody will come back to your home after burying you, and then your whatever they took, little bird, good, they will come back to home, and you only will bury in the grave with your good deed and your evil deed. If you got good deed, Allah has given you success. You got evil deed, then your punishment start from the cover. That mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we must decide, we want to go Jannah, we want to go Jannah. But Allah mentioned clearly, and Nabi alayhi salam mentioned clearly in the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice on the hadith and Quranic ayat, and may Allah give us tawfiq to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sab intention karo inshaAllah, aaj ke lekar maut ki kaam tak hum kabhi namaz nahi chhodenge. So inshaAllah, we not going to miss our namaz at all inshaAllah. We going to leave our namaz inshaAllah time to time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.